It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway. It's time for your Top 4 at 4, brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. Marcus Young, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell.
You're welcome.
At number 1, graduate pitcher Ashley Rogers has been voted by the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association as its Pitcher of the Year, following a stellar fifth season on Rocky Top.
Hey, good for her. My son asked me a question I had no answer to yesterday.
What's that?
Why in baseball do they pitch overhanded, and in softball they pitch underhanded? Are you allowed to pitch overhanded in softball?
I don't think you...
Did they just decide that...
Overhand.
Somebody right. figure out overhanded? That you could... Did somebody figure out that you can throw harder underhanded with softball?
I don't know.
Is it because of the mound? Neither did I.
Apparently, this says here that it's a safer way to play the game because of the size of them.
Safer.
I just Googled it.
Better.
I don't know if you're aware. Have you seen what those gals can do?
Oh, I know
that windmill thing.
They hum it.
And
they get movement.
Jump.
All kinds of crazy movement on it.
Yeah, they can make it rise in like the last 8 inches of the ball's flight path. It can rise like 6 inches.
So this also mentions, I think it's safer on the actual pitcher because of the size, how much larger and heavier it is.
Throwing overhand is illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal. I think
you destroy your shoulder doing it. Is what I'm taking from. Is that what you're saying, Marcus?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You destroy your shoulder?
Like, it would be really
because
hard.
It's
on
heavier
your shoulder.
And larger, having to do it overhand.
It's not heavier. I think baseball is heavier than softball.
It's that heavier?
I have my baseball in here. Where'd my baseball go?
I think Max might have kidnapped it. Possibly.
Who?
Max the.
Who the hell is Max?
New guy on overtime, man. He's only
a
been working here for like 3
intern?
Weeks.
Thinks think he can take the drives baseball?
Might have kidnapped it.
It's out there.
Because
I heard
Jake talking about it.
Guys, please, focus. Ashley Rogers has won the what something or
pitcher
other.
Pitcher of the year.
Thank you.
How dare you.
I mean, it wasn't our – I don't know who all went over there, but half the damn baseball team went over there and got in the box and – none of them could even get a bat.
Yeah.
On
she
her.
Had, she had a great year. At number 2, we have the Super Regionals happening starting today. We already finished one game as Duke upset number 7 Virginia 5-4 on a stellar last play of the game. Virginia looked like they may have had a home run to take the win in the bottom of the ninth. And Duke robbed it at the last second. Later today, we have TCU and Indiana State at 5 p.m. And later, you have Florida versus South Carolina at 6, and Oregon and Oral Roberts at 8.
Who are we rooting for in that South Carolina-Florida game?
South Carolina.
Yeah, I think I'm going South Carolina.
No root for Florida at home in anything.
Mm-mm. But I really don't. I'm not far off. Like, South Carolina with Shane Beamer, they've got some very Florida-like tendencies and characteristics.
I can't go for
except
Florida.
For the winning.
I can't go for them. I just refuse.
Do you not get that vibe?
He can't
off?
Go for that.
You can't go for that? No can do?
No can do. At number 3, speaking of Tennessee's baseball Super Regional, begins on Saturday, as they will be taking on Southern Miss at 3 p.m. You can catch the game on ESPNU or ESPN Plus. Sunday's game has yet to be determined the time, but that game apparently is also on ESPN Plus.
Plus and not you?
Correct.
Oh, sons of...
I'm sorry. Say that again now. The games are only on Plus this weekend?
Saturday's is on you.
Is on ESPNU and ESPN Plus, while Sundays will be only ESPN Plus.
I mean, the U, that's no problem. Never causes problems.
The Plus, you can figure it out.
It's a
crapshoot. I mean, if your wireless goes down at home or something,
as a company,
screwy.
If your official advice is to continue to try and log in and out repeatedly,
turn off
that
the power. Wait,
that
10
is
seconds,
your only
turn it back on.
Constructive help.
Jiggle the handle.
To launch this service that you charge me for,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem.
It's a problem.
And finally, at number four, game four tonight, as the Heat and Nuggets will be facing off at 8:30 in Miami. Denver leads the series 2-1 after winning in game three. Will they take a commanding lead, or will Jimmy Butler and the Heat tie up the series once more?
This is what I was worried about when it was going to be Miami and Denver. It was just, I lost interest.
You were loving on Jimmy all playoff
long. Yeah, this is boring. I don't like watching Denver. They're boring. I just don't like the Nuggets.
You hate the
and it was a lot more fun when you were in a state of heightened anxiety about whether or not the Celtics were going to win, to tell you the truth.
I think I was pretty cool-headed.
I don't think the Nuggets are boring. You guys think the Nuggets are boring?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking
boring
you guys.
Series. No, I don't like Djokovic. Is that how you say it?
No.
Jokic.
It's Jokic.
I mean, you could call him boring. I mean, he's not the most athletic guy out there, but, you know, he plays basketball apparently. He
moves around like some kind of spastic or something. I don't know.
I feel like the two of you are underrating, like, Jokic is – I will give him credit where credit is due. He is the best big man in the league currently. I would take him over Embiid.
Yeah,
personally.
I mean, he might be the best player in the league currently. Like, if you're picking a guy to build your team around right now, Jokic in his prime, I mean, you're not doing LeBron anymore, right?
No.
You're not doing KD anymore. Or at least I wouldn't.
Maybe Steph. I mean, like, he's pretty automatic behind the arc.
It's probably one of those two.
I think there are people who I think are giving him too much credit as well, saying that he is one of the greatest centers of all time, and I don't believe that. Not yet, anyways. But currently, he is probably the best big man in the NBA today. And I don't think that's boring. I like the big men.
My problem with that is that the level of competition at the center is not what it used to be either.
I would agree with that. Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you, Marcus. That is the Top 4 at 4 brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. Visit them online at lindermansportsmedicine.com. Find out more about the miracles of modern regenerative medicine, Linderman Sports Medicine. Our phone number, if you want to get on board, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. The Nuggets, a 3.5-point favorite tonight. ESPN matchup predictor gives them a 71.2% chance for victory. I would say a win tonight. 3-1. Hard to see the Heat coming back from that. Feels like a must win for the Heat.
Are you a fan at all of Jokic, or do you like him at all?
I mean, Jokic. To be honest with you, I haven't really watched him play that much. I mean, I don't watch a whole lot of the NBA until it gets the playoffs. And you know me, I like players for weird reasons that sometimes have nothing to do with how talented they are at the game of basketball. It'd be a personality quirk.
He has, he has horses back and where.
Now, Russell sent me, it was in some group I'm in with Russell. I think it was you that sent that video of the guy.
Imitating Jokic. Yeah.
Who can imitate any.
He does that for any athlete just about.
Yeah.
And he's dressed up really like Jokic. Really good. Got all the NBA mannerisms players down and everything. It was really good.
His LeBron's incredible.
Jokovic beat Alcaraz today in the French Open. The tennis people were all upset about it. And rightfully so. Remember the French Open? Like, what a big deal that used to be in
it's
the
a
summer?
Major. It's
remember the semifinals. You've got – I think this is a 1-2. I think Alcaraz was one and Djokovic was two. And they're playing in the semifinals of the French Open, right? Huge match. It was – usually, for as long as I can remember, that's been on NBC, like on NBC television.
Yes.
And today
– final round.
It wasn't on NBC. I don't think it was on Peacock. It was on the Tennis Channel. Tennis people all upset about it.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it. I think Alcaraz cramped up.
I wasn't aware that there was a Tennis Channel. That is news to me.
Oh, you don't know about the Tennis Channel?
Huh.
Oh, you've been missing out.
When's Wimbledon start?
Like soon.
This week?
It's got to be pretty soon.
It's like the week after the French Open, right?
No, there's they have like a warm-up event or two. It's usually late July, I want to say.
No. Finals are always on 4th of July weekend.
That's right, 4th of July. So we got a couple of weeks. There's usually like a two-week. They have another event that's played on grass as kind of like a warm-up before Wimbledon.
Love Wimbledon. You a big fan of that? Will you watch it still?
Who won Wimbledon last year?
Oh, God.
You love it.
I can't remember his name, but it was a big deal. It was a marathon match on a Sunday. It was really hot there.
We'll say Djokovic.
And the guy that nobody likes, but I think he's hysterical.
Kyrgios was in it.
Oh, man. That dude's a character.
I'm a huge Kyrgios fan.
So who won it?
So much so that I couldn't remember his name.
I'm a huge fan of that guy that everybody doesn't like.
Just want to clarify, Kyrgios didn't win it.
No, but it was an epic match. Who was he playing? Is it Nadal?
Djokovic.
He's won it Russell
two times
said.
In a row.
Yeah.
He's like
I felt like that would be an
Novak
easy,
Djokovic.
That would have been just an easy guess if you wanted to go for a guess.
I hear mixed reviews on Djokovic, honestly.
I never understood the heat.
I don't think anybody likes him. He's really unlikable. Yeah. Got
a
Von Drago thing going on. Yeah. Who's the best American men's player right now?
There was
oh, I've
dude,
got no
the
clue.
The U.S. Open, right? That played really well.
I mean, is Roddick still name. Playing?
Roddick's been done for a long time. Is it?
It's Francis something.
Oh, Tiafo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He did make a run.
Yeah.
Is that Marty Fish guy forever? Like he was terrible, but he was the best American player. This tennis talk is brought to you by Who Cares on Fan Run Radio. Let's go to the phones, 865-546-8200. Big Josh is up first. What's up, Big Josh?
I was just riveted listening to that tennis discussion.
Well, we like to branch out every now and then.
I'm surprised you. I mean, going back to when we were young, Josh, I mean, American tennis players would
– Big Josh strikes me as a big Bjorn Borg guy. Back in the day,
I figured Josh tennis. would be a McEnroe or a you know somebody raging
Jimmy
out.
The thing I know about tennis is you can hit a June bug a long way with one of them tennis rackets. You know that's about my tennis experience. Hey, Russell, have you done a wellness check on Brandon Orr today?
I sent him a couple of messages, Bear. I sent messages in our group last night. He never responded. It's strange because I feel like I was very caring as a friend, you know, typically is in those situations. Just wanted to know how he was. I wasn't rubbing salt in the wound at all. Maybe
okay.
a little bit.
So the last time, Josh, that I was hanging out with B.O., the big guy, Brandon, the Duke of Granger, you remember that scene where Anakin Skywalker's laying on the side of the lava river and it just pure hatred pouring out of him towards Obi-Wan? In that movie?
God just said he doesn't watch tennis. You think he is a big Star Wars guy, too?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he's got kids.
I have watched Star Wars.
See, you know that level of hatred that young Anakin Skywalker had? That's about the same as Oryx's look on his face when Russell's name got brought up.
I will say, Russell, is Marcus really a loony lib? Or was that just Yankee?
Absolutely, 100%.
What is going on here?
Big Josh, he's got
a Greenpeace sticker on his car, Josh.
That's not true. I don't know. I've known him for over a year, Big Josh. We have we ever talked politics at all? I don't think it's ever happened once.
It was the Jamie slander yesterday.
Literally,
I don't know.
If we're going to play this game, Bear, the only person that's ever talked politics in this building is you.
Yeah. I don't like anybody.
Yeah, I just don't know what side to get on, Tucker's or Marcus. I'm trying to pick. He kind of Judas Brutus you yesterday, Marcus.
Judas Brutus, that's awesome.
Kid's been here for a week or two. He's already like taking measurements of the curtains, talking about how he's going to change Marcus's office around.
Yeah. He was checking out your chair over there.
Looked really comfortable. It was weird.
He was good on that top 5-5. They were trying to jive him and everything. He came right through. Hey, Russ, I'm kind of sick. It feels like a Florida-Alabama football weekend to me, which is really never happens. So this baseball weekend is, I don't know.
I'm starting to get nervous.
I'm nervous wreck. Yeah, I'm sick almost.
It's been this way until just now, until like just recently. All of a sudden, talking to that guy last hour and thinking about it. And
guys,
like,
we got about almost 20 or a little under 23 hours left. You guys got to pace yourselves.
The thing that caught me is, and he said that this is a really old team, really veteran team,
yeah,
that has been through this last year, and they are on a mission. They didn't dogpile after their regional.
We didn't either.
And the whole thing with the coach, Big Josh, the coach retiring and everything, I don't know, man. I just got bad vibes all of a sudden.
Yeah, the last time their coach retired, they made it to the World Series. And the Clemson Stadium was a benefit to us. It's kind of Lindsey Nelson-esque. I don't know. I didn't say that right. But
yeah.
It reminded me of Lindsey Nelson. You know, it's kind of short, built for our offense. We're going down there in that soup, the big stadium. Even though Marcus didn't think we got ripped off, Marcus. I know you. When I hung up the other day, you just.
Well, I think there's a lot more to it.
See,
I,
he forgets it just because the caller hangs up. That means they aren't listening.
It's an outrage. I did not think
you made
that
snide comment.
I make snide comments towards TJ constantly when he hangs up. I know how
you're
radio
a little out of line. Go ahead.
Come on, I'm a little. I shouldn't be compared with Kentucky fans. I mean, let's get real here, Marcus. Come on.
I despise Kentucky.
With, Big Orange.
Yeah, I despise Kentucky. I've had to go after TJ a few times because he, you know, I can't believe it. But sometimes Russell just lets him get away with things.
Have you looked at the resume, Marcus? Have you looked at what they actually did during the season?
Southern Miss? No, to be honest with you, I saw their record, and that's all I really looked into. So.
Go look at who they played. It's a joke. There's no excuse that they're hosting this. But either way, let's win this thing. Go Big Orange.
Thank
you. Hang in there. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Big Josh. Appreciate it.
I'd just like to throw another like positive thing my way. Not to, you know.
Oh.
Just want to say I'm very good at rallying up Bear, and I know a lot of people enjoy that because I constantly get messages of new ways to upset Bear. And
people are sending you tips, like suggestions of things to say just to piss him off.
Yeah, but it really doesn't help you out in the long run.
I'm trying to
because
get
what
on
it does
Josh's
is,
side
is,
right now.
Is I'm going to eventually just settle into completely and totally sabotaging you. I mean, it's Honest Friday.
I feel like you've done that already sometimes.
Oh, no. It can get many levels worse.
How are you going to sabotage somebody?
I will just pick and pick and pick.
Well, that's just being rude. That's not sabotaging. Like, sabotaging would be like I'm going to pull the
pin
cord out
of
the back of his mic, or I'm going to
poison
him.
Well, no, I'm not
going to
do anything
him,
like that. I'll let him hang himself.
You're going to pick and pick and pick.
I'll send him over the damn edge.
How is this different from your normal approach
it's
to
not,
Marcus
it's just
or any other of your coworkers.
It's just going
to
accelerate the process. It'll be a
accelerate the process.
It'll be a heightened. I mean, there's levels of bombing.
How do you get any faster than something that's constantly light speed anyway?
I mean, we're talking like Nixon 72 carpet bombing North Vietnam with B-52's level. I can go there. I've never done that to you. Ever. Did it to Trey a couple of times. I don't know why I do it. I'm sorry.
Are you?
It's not nice.
Are you sorry?
Yeah, I really am. It's Honest Friday. You feel guilty about it later.
I'm
why
sorry.
Did I do that?
I'm sorry.
He's not even here. Not even here to hear your apology. Too late, Bear.
I know.
Missed your chance.
No,
that's why he won't come
here
on the show anymore. Yeah. Every time we ask him on the show, you got to do something.
Like if he called
up.
In and he thought I was going to, he'd be all, you know, because he's a super nice guy. Everybody knows Trey Wall. Trey Wall's a sweet guy. He's a sweetheart. If he called in and even though I know that it was wrong, I'd hit him with something else instead of apologizing.
I'm a pretty nice guy, too. And you always want to hit me with something.
Chase on Twitter wants annoying. To know what noise the Mets made when Art Albies hit his walk-off yesterday. What noise do you think he made, Bear? What noise do you think the Mets made collectively as a group?
Ah! Ah!
Braves were a big old bear just climbing on the back of an unsuspecting deer, hungry for a little snack, and all of a sudden,
why do your eyes cross when you do it?
Adds to the effect.
Were you even aware of that?
DJ Loop says, Russ, you hate on horse racing, but will watch live action Pong. Taking a crack at tennis there. Here's the thing, DJ. The next time one of God's graceful creatures perishes in a bloody mess, completely unnecessarily, in a game of tennis, then I might acknowledge your point. But until then, you're just a bunch of drunken hooligans in funny hats watching sadistic midgets whip and thrash and maim these gorgeous creatures so that you can gamble. It's disgusting. It's an outrage. It's awful.
Complete disaster.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Couple lines available. You want to jump in? Now's your time. Take a shot. 865-546-8200. It's Honest Friday. We will not tolerate any lies. Bear won't stand for it. Demands truth.
100% honest.
What was up with that Nixon bombing Vietnam reference earlier? That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carpet bombing.
A Richard Nixon Vietnam reference? How old are you? He's like late 60s.
Love Richard Nixon more than I do.
I love Richard Nixon at all?
Yeah, you do.
He's like dead before I was born. I like the history. I do like Watergate. I like that book. It's one of my favorite books, All the President's Men. But I don't know if you're aware of this, Bear. He was not the protagonist.
No, I'm aware of that. But
kind of a bad guy.
No, but I know that that was one of the things that it surprised me when I found that out about you, that you were
all
a,
these shady, corrupt
Watergate buff
politicians.
Well, that whole thing is just
tricky,
like a
dick.
That's like a just the errors, just this complete and utter stupidity out of some of those guys.
You think? Do you think Bear probably thought that Johnny Lawrence from Karate Kid was the good guy in that film too?
I'll tell you, people
have gone
back.
He did say he was pulling for the Iron Sheik against Sergeant Slaughter earlier this week.
He certainly did. There's a video you can watch on YouTube where they explain that Johnny Lawrence isn't the bad guy in the original Karate Kid movie. Like, if you look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you look at everything from a different perspective, someone's...
Daniel used an illegal, a highly illegal move to defeat him.
Well, that's on the refs then.
I mean, he kicked him in the face. I'm pretty sure that's not allowed in amateur karate rules.
Johnny Lawrence was a jerk, and don't act like he wasn't. Didn't know I had to defend the Karate Kid today, but here we are.
Quick timeout, I suppose. Next thing you know, he'll be putting Mr. Miyagi in the same class of dishonest, unscrupulous coaches as Urban Meyer and Bill Belichick.
I'm just going to go with more Admiral Yamamoto.
Stay with us. I don't know why you have to get all ethnic about it. Makes it weird. That was just a coincidence. Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Tanner on Twitter says, as part of Honest Friday, why is Maui still batting leadoff? I was under the impression a leadoff batter's job was to get on base, especially in the first two at-bats of a game.
I think part of the big reason is the problem is he doesn't he doesn't draw very many walks. Like, if you look at his numbers, like, at one point he was leading the team in doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a – but he either strikes out or he hits a double.
I think they're at a point now where things are going good and he doesn't want to mess with the mojo.
Mm-mm.
If you wanted to mess with the mojo, I think our best guy getting on base for the past 3 or 4 weeks has been Christian Scott.
Yes. think he's one of the under radar guys that without him we aren't sitting going playing a super.
It's crazy, but like I think if you're like, all right, Tony, you have to just shuffle everything. You got to shuffle everything and just start over tonight. And he's like, okay, I think you would hit him lead off, maybe Dickie second, or if you want to split up the right.
Well, isn't this basically the lineup you gave him?
I had Dickie hitting leadoff, and he was for a while. I don't know. I'll have to think of my ideal lineup and send it to Vitello.
Well, where would you
so
where
that
is,
he can put it in a circular file.
Is he hitting the seven?
Yeah.
Which
you're not gonna mess with anything right
no.
now.
No. I mean, I guess he's crushing it.
He ain't
right
gonna
now.
Mess with anything. It is what it is. We ride with our guys. Ride or die.
That's gotta suck to see him coming up seventh, though. That guy right now.
Yeah, I kind of well, the other thing is your hottest hitter right now, maybe the hottest hitter in the country is Christian Moore. He's hitting fifth. And usually you want those guys hitting, you know,
third or fourth.
Yeah, well, like second or third, but you know, the math says you get up there, you get the more at bats. You want more at bats for those guys.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I would be stunned if you see any lineup changes tomorrow. Let's get Roberto in here next. Good afternoon, Roberto. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
How about Duke pulling that one out quite literally off the fence? That was really incredible. Did you guys get to see it?
Yeah. That was some catch, man. That's a short fence they got out there and left over at Virginia.
Yeah. It's like Marcus Young is taller than that thing. I'd say that Marcus is short.
I'm average height, I'd say.
Yeah, you're average. I'll give you that. But, you know, most athletes are super tall and the guy on the left was pretty short too. So, yeah, that was kind of weird. Virginia was, I thought, ripe for an upset anyways. I thought their regional was Bupkis, as it were. And that Duke team beat a really good Coastal team. So, man, Russ, the deer thing is that hilarious, okay? But it led me down a horrible path that apparently I was watching yesterday because I was like, I've got to see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie warned us, to be fair, the next video that pops on YouTube is a guy getting – it happened in the last 24 hours. A man was eaten to death while people filmed by a shark yesterday.
It's happened twice. There was another one. We talked about the one off the coast of Egypt yesterday, and it's like being filmed from a boat.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm talking about. That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, there's another one. There's another one that's going around today. And it's
what kind of sicko does it be like, somebody get the boat out there?
Like, I mean,
do you think it was real?
Yeah, I think these were real.
Oh, yeah. 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 But
it's a hard play, right? If you're standing there, you're on a boat, you're on shore or something, and you're seeing something like that go down, like even if you – there's nothing you can do. You don't have
stop
a
filming.
Life preserver you
at
can throw.
Have the respect to stop filming.
Stop
you're
filming.
Watching someone die.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. Like once they realized he was being eaten by a massive shark. I mean, you saw the dorsal fin on that thing. It was massive. It's like, okay, stop. Like full stop. Don't record this guy getting eaten to death. I actually saw it. I was like, what's this? I thought it was a fake video too. Bear, to be fair, at first I was like, what is this? And then I'm like, oh my God, that guy's getting eaten by a shark. And I had to turn it off. But apparently there was like 35 seconds left of film. Like, turn it off, man. Did a boat ever go out to help?
I mean, they ended up. I mean, they apparently got the shark. I'm looking at a tweet now.
Did they?
They brought his ass to justice.
I couldn't watch anymore. I have a weak stomach. I can't watch humans die.
Can I ask something?
Cut this fish open and have the kitten and kid fall out on the dock. Yeah,
that's what I'm asking. Like, you get eaten by. Do you want to go ahead and cut the shark open so that you can recover the remains? To bury properly?
Yeah.
Nah.
Do you not remember
Catholic,
that line
right,
from
Bear?
The movie, though?
You're Catholic, right, Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Catholic thing.
Catholic thing?
Yeah, Catholics, they don't do the whole burn your body when you die stuff. And like,
is that true?
No.
All that.
Some Catholics are cremated.
You know Catholics? How devout were they?
My godparents.
Okay. Respect. I didn't know that, but I've always been told that one of my best friends is Catholic. He says he's not allowed to be cremated because it's maybe a different type of, like,
I don't know.
We can go all day long. It doesn't matter. If you know it, then I trust your judgment. It's Honesty Friday, right, Bear? I trust your judgment in these things.
Well, according to CatholicCM.org, in 1963, the Vatican's Holy Office, now the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith, lifted the prohibition forbidding Catholics to choose cremation. So, no. You guys are good. Mm. Your godparents are good, Bear. Let you know.
But before that, you were not allowed. Is that an affirmative?
Evidently.
That's like, was it Vatican II when that happened then? Because that's when that's the kind of Catholic that Mel Gibson would be. Anyways, let's get to Tennessee baseball, non-Catholic things. Speaking of Catholic things, did you guys see this dude blessing the Southern Miss team today?
How about that? Now, as if we didn't have a big enough hill to climb, Roberto. We got to go down there playing the hunt, and now God's against us too.
Yeah, I know. Like Sister Jean, they're going to call in Sister Jean, aren't they? They're going to bring her out of the bullpen. We're in all kinds of trouble. Yeah.
Poor Vitello. So much going against him.
I think Tennessee's
going
to win pretty handily. If they beat Tanner Hall, that thing's over. Tanner Hall's really good, though. I don't want to sleep on that. And you know, I think it's pretty stupid that Tennessee fans have been attacking Southern Miss fans. Southern Miss fans are hardcore baseball fans. They deserve our respect. We've been relevant in baseball for about 5 years. They've loved baseball for a long time.
They have my respect. If you are running around on social media whining about Southern Miss fans finding out the names of our players, mothers and girlfriends, I got one word for you. Soft. Soft. Yeah. That's just good hardcore heckling, Roberto.
Yeah, the question is, at that point, Russ, since we're all clearly sadists watching or listening to animals getting eaten by other animals, I'm kind of glad they left Beam's sister off that list. They could have gotten real nasty, and I think they had at least a measure of class.
Well, yeah, there's boundaries to every situation.
Yeah, there is boundaries. So I'm just grateful for that part. But then, as I said, a part of me, the sadist part's like, that would have been really good because then that would have really pissed our dudes off. And there was no way in hell you'd be beating Beam if that was true. I don't know, guys. This weekend should be really interesting. I'm really excited. They can hit the baseball. I mean, their left fielder, have you seen this guy, Russ?
No.
Their left fielder. He is literally probably 5'6". He has a beer belly and a full beard. He literally looks like every guy that starts a bar fight at like 35 years old. He looks like all those guys, right? But he can rake, man. They can all hit, and it does spook me a little bit. If we can't keep the ball down, they can really hit the baseball. And if we get way behind, we're not going to be able to just homer ourselves back in, I don't think. But I like your assessment of Christian Moore. The reason you're right, they're not going to move Moore in the order is because he is smashing the baseball at five. They're not going to touch that order. And the thing you should have a ton of confidence in the last two games of Tennessee's regional last week, our 1-3 hitters were 2-for-30. 2-for-30. And we still won against two pretty good baseball teams. If we can get even any more production out of those guys, we're going to win. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Roberto. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. I have seen that guy, Southern Miss. I'm sure they do have good hitters. I'm looking at
they've got their shortstop's their best hitter.
The stats here, I mean, they hit 290 on the season. We hit 288. Not a lot of power, 92 home runs on the season as opposed to Tennessee's 122.
They single you, right?
They do have over 100 more hits than we do on the season, but this to me is where you have to take into account conference. They're not seeing the quality of pitching day in, day out in 30 Sun Belt games as Tennessee is in 30 SEC games. Just not. And Tennessee's peaking, and maybe they are too, man. And so, fine. It'll be fun, man. Two teams going at each other I just keep coming back to pitching is in Tennessee's favor. We got three quality starters. We're going to get quality starts each game. You know, they're wondering, oh man, can we pitch Tanner Hall twice? Can we get him in there twice? Like, Tennessee's not thinking about that. More than likely, there's a good pitcher or two on Tennessee's staff that isn't going to get any time. I mean, that's what's been happening lately. Like, Kirby would be like a closer. He would be the workhorse for most mid-major bullpens if he wasn't a starter, right? He threw one pitch last week in the regional. He came through one pitch. His numbers are great, but he doesn't get to play much because the starters are so dominant. They're usually going into the fifth or sixth inning. And now we got Burns in the bullpen too, who we're always going to go to first, and Halverson.
And Sewell.
So it's just depth, man. Depth is what I keep coming back to for Tennessee is the major factor in the Vols' favor this weekend.
We got three Friday night starters as our starters. Guys are any other team, they'd be the Friday night starter.
Four.
Really four. And then you got – you know, Chase Burns, who used to be our Friday night starter, first guy out of the pen. You got Cameron Sewell, a six-year senior, who has started games. And we got guys that not only can they come in, you know, especially in the case like Sewell and Burns. Like, Burns came in that Clemson game through what? Like, damn near 100 pitches, didn't he? He get up in the 90s that night? As far as his pitch count? Fairly certain he did.
Let's get back to it here. Get Rusty in here next. Rusty, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, guys. In honor of the, what is it, Honesty Friday? Integrity Friday? What are we calling it?
Honest Friday.
Honest Friday. Maui Ahuna has the second highest OBP on the team and the second highest batting average on the team. I'm not sure if those things are important, but I somewhere read one time that in baseball, batting average and how often you get on base does matter a little.
Sure. That's why they wouldn't keep the stats if they didn't matter.
Yeah. So the whole thing about him batting leadoff and it being an issue, I mean, he also led the SEC in strikeouts, which also is amazing. You can lead your conference in strikeouts and still have the second highest OBP and batting average on your team who is in the Super Regionals.
I think that has more to do with the guy's never met a first pitch that he didn't want to just absolutely take a Hank Aaron-like swing at. You watch, he never takes the first pitch. He always swings.
Nope. And it's usually something off-speed that he's swinging over the top of. But he's still getting on base at a high clip, and that's really what matters.
He was on base.
He's the guy that scored the winning run against Clemson because he got a hit and got on base.
Yeah, he can go first to home on any hit to the outfield. He's capable of it.
Yep. Hey, what you were just talking about with the competition stuff is a great point. And what Big Josh brought up earlier about it's kind of a joke. So Southern Miss won four ball games this year against teams that finished that were top two seeds in the NCAA tournament. So your top 32 teams, your ones and your twos, Southern Miss beat four of them. They beat Dallas Baptist three times, and they beat Coastal Carolina once out of three. Tennessee, on the other hand, has 14 wins over top two seeds. There's your difference in why one team has a better record than the other one. Also, Tennessee has a total of five losses on the season against teams that did not make the tournament, while your Mighty Eagles from Hattiesburg have like 16 that didn't make the tournament.
Yeah.
So just completely different competition. This whole thing was never about which team deserved to host. It was about which team could get more fans in and charge more money and give more money to the NCAA, you know what?
Well, it's just another, it's more ammunition for what we've been talking about as far as the line. You don't change anything. You don't tweak anything. You look on paper, Tennessee is a better team than Southern Miss. You don't have to worry about pitching rotations and lineups and stuff like that. What you need to worry about is just playing clean baseball. You go
play clean baseball.
Yeah, the only way you're going to lose two games this weekend is if you have really bad, a couple of bad pitching outings from whoever, and you boot the ball around defensively.
They haven't seen high 90s pitch. They haven't seen 95 or above pitching in like 2 months is what I read.
Does Auburn have any of that?
Nope.
And they only played them
Auburn's
once anyway.
And Auburn's a bunch of crafty dudes.
Penn doesn't have any.
Auburn don't have any of those. Auburn don't have any of them. We have seven guys that throw 95 to 100. Yeah. Southern Miss hasn't seen our pitching staff, but it's still baseball. They could still find a way to win, especially, you know, playing, you know, it's not going to be easy playing with Swamp Butt the entire time down there in the rear end of the universe.
You think we packed some extra talcum powder?
Get the Gold Bond out, boys, and lather up.
You a big fan of that, Bear? Where do you stand on powdering your boys?
Oh, you've got to, but, like, when you're talking about, like, playing a sport like that, in that kind of environment, you're not using powder.
No?
Use, like, Vaseline before you put on your compression.
Vaseline?
Yeah, like something like that.
What,
like,
Vaseline on your boys?
Not on your boys, but
you can
your thighs?
Like your thighs and around down in there, and then before you put on your compression shorts and your all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the powder can turn to cake if it, in that environment.
Yeah,
playing,
it actually acts as an abrasive agent and can actually –
Okay. Glad I asked. Is it not my world? I don't resort to any of these tactics.
And then you're like,
oh, natural over
and
here.
And you're like trying to walk to the bathroom middle of the night with like open.
And I know you were.
Open raw places. It's no fun.
Well,
that's the noise you make.
The biggest thing that worries me, fellas, is simply do we go into 14 rain delays? And the pitching gets thrown up win. But I guess that'd be good for us because if Tanner Hall can get started and then not be able to pitch but two innings, that actually works in our favor because we can throw up a couple more starters at him.
That was when Bear threw that out yesterday, I was like, look, that favors Tennessee, man. Yeah, it would suck if we have to burn one of our elite arms, but we've got elite arms, plural. They don't. Like if they have to burn somebody, they've either got to burn somebody or replace them with somebody who's not good or trot that person back out there in a compromised state.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I realize that. It was just one more thing. It's just, you look at the weather. I mean, it's Hattiesburg. I don't even have to look at the weather. There's a good chance it's going to thunderstorm this afternoon in Hattiesburg.
Yep.
Because it's Hattiesburg.
It's like 4 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
Lived in Biloxi for a year. Living in Biloxi for a year, 4 o'clock every day in the summer. It's
They've actually
rain.
Got thunderstorms expected around 4 p.m. today, which, you know, central time, so like 15
it's the
minutes.
Way it is, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thunderstorms. Yesterday, it looked clear, their forecast. Now they've got thunderstorms every day in the forecast today through Tuesday.
Yeah. This is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. We're gonna finish up Wednesday night and have to play in Omaha on Friday.
Complete disaster.
That's so stupid.
Yep. Good time. Good job, NCAA. Y'all be cool.
Thank you,
I
Rusty.
Just had a thought.
Whoa. Don't strain yourself there, big boy.
And we've talked about doing, like, the SEC tournament in major league buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not having, like, 4 super regionals?
Ooh.
In
neutral
one,
sites?
Neutral sites.
Domed locations?
Yeah.
Here's why. It's
a
good idea.
Western, Eastern.
It's a good idea. Needs to be explored. It's not happening because the sport's not big enough yet. Right? It's just not big enough. This has been something that we never used to have these conversations. And guess what? They're not having these conversations in 90% of the Power 5 schools. There's some of these schools, like Florida's in playing this way. You think they care as much down there?
They care a lot about baseball down there.
You know, the hardcores do. The casuals don't. But I think what has to happen for some of these problems, like what happened this week with this super regional and the whole seeding the teams and all that stuff, is
right.
The sport has become more popular. You've got to create more casuals and create and take more already existing casuals and turn them into hardcores. I think it's still just very much a niche sport, and in terms of all the things that the NCAA has to deal with and fix, NCAA baseball tournament format is way down on their list of priorities. But the more these games are televised, the more people watch, the more people talk about it.
I'm telling you, the way the sport's growing right now.
Yeah, eventually maybe there is a day where people look around and say, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Why don't we take – and we'll have to work with Major League Baseball, obviously, because the season's going on. But why don't we find a couple locations where we can go and play these, you know, these little mini tournaments –
in major league parks.
Yeah, well, somewhere with a roof so that we're not screwing anybody over when they get to Omaha with one day rest while everybody else has been sitting out there for a week.
Sure. Well, that's what occurred to me, so.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Back to wrap up hour number two of the show. If you want to jump in, a couple lines available right now. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board, 546-8200. We're back with more right after this. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. 865-546-8200 if you want to chime in today on the show. Monty on Twitter says, baseball is the worst sport to act cocky about predictions. Great teams lose all the time. It's not football. Annoying trend from folks the past couple of years.
Who's he referring to?
Us. Who do you think? Yeah, I think he's referring to us. I think he's talking about us.
I don't think we did that today, did we?
Here's the thing. People have been sending me stuff. I don't see a lot of this unless it's brought to my attention. But it does seem like Vol Twitter in particular is a cocky group.
They're obnoxious. Let's be honest.
It's Honest Friday.
They're obnoxious.
Give me your honest thoughts, Bear, on Vol Twitter. Honest Friday.
I think they go too far sometimes. Some of them can be extremely cringy. It's like, dude, what are you doing? You make us look like idiots. But they're passionate.
Trying to soften it a little bit now.
Yeah, I noticed.
I mean, you know my feelings on it. I've never shied away from saying it.
I'm asking.
You're right. You're the one who's always scared of
it. I know. I know. I'm not scared of anything. I know your thoughts. I'm asking you to share with the audience. It's
I think that they hurt us sometimes.
Wow.
I agree with you that it's cringy sometimes. I don't think it hurts the team. I don't think the fact that some dude from Southern Miss found out all the players' girlfriends' names, and then some guy from Vol Twitter found out that guy's family and posted his. I don't think all that stuff is all cringy to me, all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it has any bearing on the game.
I think it definitely affects how people outside of our fan base view our programs. It definitely colors it.
I think smart people don't let it color the way they view the programs. Like, Alabama fans, Auburn fans, that whole thing, whatever that happened down there, that's insane. Like, that rivalry is completely out of control, insane. To me, it doesn't have any impact on how I view Nick Saban's program, the Right Reverend's program. They do their things almost in a bubble. And that's what I'm saying about this series is, like, our players are down there. They're probably going through a walkthrough somewhere right now. They're in a hotel, getting hydrated, thinking about the game. Like, yeah, they're on social media a little bit. I don't think they're looking at this stuff. Hey, did you see this one? They said, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, like, the fuel for the fire. Like, I don't think that happens at all.
Yeah, I guess in the other way. I've never been a big mob. It's the whole mob mentality of it. I've never been a big go along with a mob. I don't know. I say that, me and you have been accused of being too, you know, people that were helping fuel, of which there were many. There were many of us here in Knoxville.
Fuel what?
Shiana Sunday.
Oh. Wait, we had a job I mean, to do, like, man. We were just doing
we were
a
directing
job.
People over the radio like we were in some kind of, like, African warlords. Getting out over the radio directing
that
the rebels.
That was a very specific incident that will probably never happen again in our lifetimes. Drastic times called for drastic measures is all I'll say about that.
It's all almost.
I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, man, hey, Tennessee fans, they're talking bad about our players' girlfriends on the Twitter machine. Well, y'all need to go. You need to go dox them. Like, I would never do that.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But that's how people are. And that's why I don't go hard on social media, boys and girls.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Hour number 3 coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.